Hello, and peace and love to you all, kings and queens. Thank you for tuning in to The New Wave, and welcome back to yet another podcasting show with me, your hostess, Diamond Lachey. So, welcome back to The New Wave. If you're just now tuning in, my last episode I recorded was pretty much about my mom calling me, telling me that I look like a farmer without actually saying it. But me knowing my mom, I know that's exactly what she said. But anyways, no hard feelings. We're moving on. So if you're just now clicking on my New Wave podcast, I'm going to explain to you a little bit about what my podcast is dealing with. So the New Wave is an open, opinionated podcasting show about a mixture of different topics, from celebrities to what's trending to motivation and empowerment. And every now and then I'll have a co-host on my show that'll help me with hosting it. Okay, so this episode is going to be about one of the most embarrassing moments in my life. Okay, so this involves me. It was one of my nights where I used to drive Uber late. Like I used to stay out doing Uber late until maybe like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning in some instances. I was way out in Holly Springs. I live off of Sixth Forks Road in Raleigh, so that's like a 30 to 45 minute drive. I was driving. I had picked up this group of individuals who appeared to be young, but they were drug users. And I found out they were drug users because they were having me drive around to multiple locations because they were looking for their next hit. And I found this out because the guy in my front seat kept picking at his nose. And every house that we went to, the person that they claimed that they was looking for was not there. So pretty much I finally look at the clock. It's 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm driving around with five individuals that I have no clue what they're doing, where we're going, and what they're looking for. So it gets to the point where I get very uncomfortable and I'm like, okay, I have to drop y'all off somewhere. Like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I have to go home, and you all have yet to find a location for me to drop you off at. So the female is very like, I'm not gonna say distraught, but she's very like upset. She's like, oh fine, like why you gotta drop us off, like we're gonna tip you. And I'm just like, look, I have to go. Like, the guys were very understanding though. He said, you can drop us off here at this Harris Teeter. So I said, cool. So I dropped them off at Harris Teeter. By this time, you all, I have to pee. And it's not just a little bit of pee. I have to pee a raging piss. I'm sorry for saying piss, but that's how I felt. I had to pee so freaking bad. It started raining, and I was like, great. Now, not only do I have to pee, but this rain isn't making it any better. And it's raining hard. So I'm just like, okay, what I can do is, and this is the embarrassing moment. I don't even know why I thought this popped up in my head, but I was desperate, okay? I was desperate for relief. So I'm driving, and I'm like, okay, I can either try my best to make it home and possibly end up peeing in my seat, or I can pull over on the side of the road since it's raining, act like I'm looking for something, and just let loose. So, you know, guys, I'm a classy lady, so of course I decide to pull over on the side of the road and take a pee. I was so embarrassed. Nobody was around, but still, I was embarrassed. I'm like, really? Has it came to this moment where I just lose it all? Where I just lose all my home training? Yes, it came to that moment. So what I did was I pulled over on the side of the road. It was raining, so if any cars came by, they wouldn't suspect that I was peeing on myself. At this point, I gotta pee. I don't got time to pull my pants down. Cars are riding by me, so it's not like I can pull my pants down without somebody seeing my ass. Like, okay, so I pull over on the side of the road and I just let it go. I let it go. Felt so good. I was so relieved. But after it was all said and done, I felt so nasty. I was all like, what has the world come to where I have to pull over on the side of the road and pee on myself intentionally? So I end up finding a bag in the back seat of my car, and I sit on it and I take my pissy booty home. That's right. I'm driving down the road and my Kia Optima at the time, and I smell like piss. I have a pissy booty. So my name was Pissy Booty Diamond at that time, right? So I'm driving home and I'm just like, I gotta tell somebody this story. So I end up telling my granny, and she like laughs at me. Like, she's in freaking tears. Like, this is hilarious to her. Meanwhile, I'm standing there like soiled. This is not funny. This was a life and death matter. And the only way I could find release was and make it home was to pull over on the side of the road and let it rip. And that's what I did. But the good news is, not even a week later, I end up selling my Kia Optima for my now Kia Soul that I love and adore. And anytime I ever get close to having to pee that bad, I just stop wherever comes first. I'm not about to hold it in, because obviously that's not a good idea, and I wouldn't dare want this car to smell like pee. That is one of my most embarrassing stories ever. I hope you all enjoyed it at my expense, I guess. And I want to thank you all for clicking on my podcast again and building a bond with me through this story. Thank you for watching The New Wave with your girl, your hostess, me, Diamond Lachey. I appreciate it. Peace and love to you all. Thank you for watching The New Wave with your girl, your hostess, me, Diamond Lachey. I appreciate it. Peace and love to you all. Hello everyone, thank you for tuning in to New Wave, everything new brought to you by your girl, your host, me, Diamond Lachey, where expanding your mind earns you a spot at the table. And let me just tell y'all, it's a lot of stuff going on out here in the world. The world is getting really crazy, and yeah, let's just talk about it. So this boy in Raleigh, North Carolina, where I am from, born and raised, was shot down running away from the cops holding a pizza. The cops claimed he had a gun. Later that night, people began to protest. They went to the governor's mansion, and then they went to, I think it was the chief of police's house, because they wanted answers. Of course, they weren't getting any, but I mean, hey, they had requested that they get proof of the body cam that the officers usually wear, and it was accepted. They came out with a video of the whole incident. It pretty much shot the boy in the back, but I don't think he was 15, but don't get me wrong. I think he was like 26, if I'm not mistaken. I know last night they was having trouble determining what age he was, but it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he was 5 years old or 55 years old. He was shot down, and they need to be held accountable. This is getting out of hand. The gentleman was carrying a firearm, but he also was carrying the pizza. I think they shot him between 2 to 5 times in the back, but I don't want to get this wrong or persuade you all of false information. But he was gunned down. He is in the hospital. Hopefully he makes a recovery. But this is ridiculous. It's getting out of hand, whether he was carrying a gun or not. This man's intent was not to shoot cops. This man's intent was not to harm anyone at that moment in time. When things like this happen, when cops just come and just searching people randomly out of nowhere because somebody had called in a simple complaint, then, hey, what do you expect people to do? Cops aren't really out here. Cops aren't known for being out here to protect the community. Cops are out here killing the community because they feel like they can, because they feel like that their badge gives them that right to do whatever they want to do, when this is not the case at all. We have a lot that we need to work on. As long as we continue to progress and move forward, we will always be the majority, not the minority. They've tried to brainwash us in a lot of ways into thinking that we are less than ourselves, to try to get us to hate ourselves so that they can take over. They've tried to steal our countries, our schools, our businesses, our corporations, into thinking that we can't come up with things. I learn something new every year when it comes to Black History Month.
First of all, I don't think Black history should be limited only to a month. I think that schools should teach Black history throughout the year. I don't think it should be like something that happens one time out of the month of February annually. To me, that's not fair. I've learned that all these inventions from the traffic light to trucks that have refrigeration in them, these things were invented by people of color. Black and or Aboriginal people made these things. And they've tried to brainwash us into thinking that that's not the case when it really is. Read and write. It's important that we write and it's important that we read. Do you want to know why they've taken writing in cursive out of the curriculum? Because literally when you are writing something, you are manifesting it. You are manifesting it into the universe. Therefore, they are scared of that. They are scared of our power. They're scared that we are going to find out who we are and walk in our purpose and our power, and they don't want it to happen. So they're trying everything in their power to keep us in that mindset that we cannot win. Up next on the new wave, why is TikTok getting so much exposure all of a sudden? Hear my thoughts on next after this commercial break. You're listening to the new wave. What we're gonna do right here is go back. Okay, and we're back. Thank you for coming back and listening to the New Wave podcast. Have y'all all been seeing this trending dance and another trending thing on TikTok where it's couples, they're doing it and they're switching their clothes. So they're in one position dancing beside each other and then they flick off the lights and flick them back on and then they've switched clothes. I think it is the funniest thing I've ever seen. I feel like a lot of people are taking it way too seriously, but to me it is hilarious. I love it when I see couples doing it. It just shows me how each set of couples have a sense of humor, which is what you need for a relationship to even last more than a freaking month. So there's that, and there's also a trending dance on TikTok that it's like a mixture between the woe and a whole bunch of upper body movement. Record your own TikTok video. But what my question is why is it trending now? Like, TikTok has been around. We've all been on Facebook or Instagram and seen the little ads that show TikTok and dances and different voiceovers you can do. But it's really puzzling why it's so big now. To me, it's a form of programming. Have you ever been on the internet and you see one thing trending and then next thing you know, everybody's reposting it? Or a good example, like if a new cell phone, like the iPhone comes out, the new iPhone 11 comes out, and all of a sudden now everybody's walking around with the new iPhone. Everybody, the same iPhone. There's nothing unique about anyone as individuals when we all go out and we do the same thing. It just shows programming chakras. We really have to start learning about those and opening our minds so that we won't be sucked into propaganda and things that are stuck in our subconscious. We don't need that anymore. We need to expand past when we see things like $500 shoes that come out. We're not all standing in line to spend $800 each on shoes that's not unique because we're all wearing them. Another thing that I feel that we need to discuss right now is the coronavirus. Instead of putting out, you know, things we should do to protect ourselves from the coronavirus, because I feel like everyone's doing that already, I'm going to state 5 reasons why you should not be afraid of the coronavirus. One, it's in the Bible. It's been stated in Revelations that this is one of the plagues that is supposed to take place. I feel like we shouldn't fear these things because we knew about these things. Two, I feel like if you are already a sanitary individual who knows how to wash their hands without people telling you when and how to do so, then you should be perfectly okay. This is the spreading of germs. People are out here being dirty. They're sneezing without using their hands, or they're sneezing without using the tissue. And they're like, oh my gosh, how is this spreading so quickly? Because there's a lot of nasty individuals out here who aren't taking the precautionary measures that it takes in order to keep this virus small. Three, especially if you're Afro-American, I'm not going to say that we can't catch it, because we definitely can. We are at a lower risk of catching it. China is European, of European descent. And so is, of course, Europe. Now, places like Africa, Puerto Rico, and a lot of us as Afro-American, we are of African descent. We aren't catching it as much. And if we are, we're getting rid of it quickly. This is number four. I feel like we shouldn't be terrified or frightened about this coronavirus because it's man-made. This is just like AIDS, is just like HIV. They're trying to study our response. I feel like we shouldn't panic. I feel like that's part of their plan to get us to panic. You have the influenza, which is the regular flu out here, that kills kills thousands of people each year. And compared to the statistics of the flu and this coronavirus, the coronavirus, even though it is still spreading, it is much lower chance of you catching the coronavirus than it is of you catching the flu. We just have to be careful and prepare ourselves as much as we can. But I will say, don't overdo it. And it's already facts. It's going to happen with or without you. As soon as we can get this thing under control, sooner we can move on and continue to progress as a human race. In a positive way, of course. As you know, I'm a growing channel, and today I decided on this episode to add in a new segment. This segment is going to be called Star of the Week. The reason why I came out with Star of the Week, the segment Star of the Week, we celebrate our Black and or Aboriginal community by promoting their businesses, Instagrams, music, art, and or information and knowledge. We want our community to know of these things and coming business owners and entrepreneurs of today. So this segment is pretty much, we're going to shout out a few, we're going to shout out one person that we want to highlight that we've seen or that I've seen doing outstanding things in their business or in their personal lives that's very inspirational.
Well, that pretty much wraps up our show for today. Thank you for tuning into The New Wave, everything new brought to you by your girl, your host, Diamond Lachey. And you all have a lovely week.